Welcome to the Inspiring South Africans Tribe from Heather DeWitt in Hout Bay, Cape Town, South Africa, where I profile individuals, groups and organizations all over the world who are doing it with purpose and focused on serving the people and all living things on the planet. And today I welcome a really amazing human being, Elma Rivera, who's a life skills and business coach and mentor in Cape Town. Welcome, Elma.
Hello. Good day today.
Yay. The sun's shining. Elma, what informs you as a life skills and business coach and mentor?
Okay. I've lived quite an interesting life. Thank you, God, or universe. But apart from that, I grew up with parents who were entrepreneurs. So I learned very early in life about business. My father let me work in his company. My mother taught me how to file by the time I was 9. I hit the tills in my dad's mining shops, you know, at that time as well. And right through his entrepreneurial career, we as children worked in that environment, getting our pocket money.
Wonderful. That's a great story. Now, okay, so you had a great grounding in terms of thinking out of the box from a very young age, which is actually a great gift to any child. So that's a wonderful thing. And so let's go now to, say, 10 years ago when something happened that changed your life profoundly.
Okay, about 10 years ago, I was in Spain and we were walking and I had 2 ischemic attacks, 1 a week apart. And sort of ignored it and came back to South Africa and 6 weeks later completely collapsed in one of my shops where I was doing training. By that time, I had health shops. I had 3 health shops. I designed my own natural body product range nobody knew what was actually wrong with me. So words were flying around like chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and all of that stuff, which didn't help me much because I ended up lying in bed for 8 months, getting up every second day just to have a bath. And then another couple of months where I could maybe get up an hour or so a day. And it took a couple of years, I would say about 3 years, before I could get up half a day. So it was a long journey and really not never ever understanding what was wrong with me. And then about in 2012, I finally got to a neurologist and he, for the first time, I found somebody who actually listened and he diagnosed me finally with an illness which is called myasthenia gravis. And that basically means that every single neurotransmitter that goes from your brain to every muscle in your body gets eaten up by the T cells. So there are millions of those neurotransmitters going out, but if they get chomped up, and not all of them get chomped up, so you can move, but there's just not enough to sustain you.
Mm. Okay, so then, how did you get around it?
Well, they gave me medication, thank you, and for every 4 hours I took a little pillicky and, you know, ended up being able to study because my mind worked again and went off to Stellenbosch University Business School and studied coaching and mentoring.
Okay, and then we got to a point where you had your on affirmations. We all know about that. That's old news, but they take so long. So what was it that you found? Because you told me about Dr. Bruce Lipton, who's a man I really respect and love. His energy and what he represents.
Yeah, you know, while I was so terribly sick, I knew that everything we said, think, say, and do influences who we are and our bodies and our life. And so I really went into research, especially with the work of Louise Hay and Tony Robbins and John Keogh, to really see what it was that I was thinking that was creating this illness. So I worked a lot with affirmations. But it's a long and arduous process. And I just knew there had to be a shorter way. So while I was studying, Professor Dorian Aiken put me onto this book of Bruce Lipton. And I really would advise people to read this. Basically, it just gave me my voice. It is Dr. Lipton proved that whatever we think, say, and do has a direct effect about our body and our life and our health. So that set me on a course. And right at the end of his book, he talks about a process called psych K, which is like psychology, and then a dash and a K, which means a key. So it's a key to psychology and the key to the subconscious mind. Because neurologists will tell you that we're all hardwired. And it's those hardwiring thoughts and beliefs that's not serving us that is creating our reality. So I then started finding out about this because I knew that this was going to be the key for me to help the people in South Africa. Through the years that I've been coaching, especially grassroots entrepreneurs and mentoring small business, the one thing that came up was that people are so tired because they have to just survive. So reflection is absolutely out of the question. Never mind thinking what they think, say, and do creates the environment. So there's a victim consciousness and there's a poverty consciousness. And I just knew through Psyche, if I can get it to the people, because it's such a simple, simple procedure, that there's a way that we can actually lift up our country's economy. I went over to America. I studied all the different procedures, and they call them balances, and have since had such good feedback from people who has come from balances. So my mission is to get to as many grassroots entrepreneurs and small businesses and help these people change their hardwiring, which happens in one session.
That's absolutely amazing. And obviously, this is a great, adjunct for any of the coaches out there, you know, as another modality that they can train in and use as well.
Yeah. You know, so my first stop of port of call was, okay, let me see if I can get the people out here. So Karen McKay is coming in October. And, you know, I'm calling on everybody, social workers, teachers, coaches, everybody that is working with people on a grassroots level. Please come and do these courses. I promise you we can change the face of South Africa. The changes I've seen just in my ailing mother, she's now 79. She started getting senile. I promise you, she hasn't told the same story twice.
Well, you know, that's absolutely amazing. And as you know, we've discussed this at length. And this is something that I believe is to me the most powerful thing that people need to grasp. You know, once they grasp that and realize how absolutely subtle and simple it is, and how this can really and truly change the mindsets and consciousness of the people all over the world. So thank you for sharing all of that. I'm very excited for you about it. And I know it's going to, I really believe it's going to take off in South Africa. And so I'm going to say thank you, Alma, for the beautiful time we had on my couch. And I wish you onwards and upwards in the absolutely wonderful work that you're doing. Thank you, Alma.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.